Welcome and welcome and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are live. We are here. It is Memorial Day. There is no rest for us. We did not take today off. Oh, no. Today is too important to take a day off. Okay? Too important. It's Memorial Day. We wanted to be here and talk about everything that happened over the weekend, that happened Friday night. And we took off a week ago, so I don't want to take more time off. So here we are. And I do think we might be the only... I think we're the only radio people that are working today. I do. I think we're the only ones. I think everybody took off today. And they just send in their replacements. If you listen to, whether it's Roush or the Know Nothing Hewitt, I think they all got their replacements in. People that you'll never have heard of. But they're on the radio. Somehow, they're on the radio. Not us. Oh, no, not us. So, happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. Okay. There's our intro. And let's talk about Friday night. Now, whew, where do we begin? Seriously, where do we begin? That's all I could say. Trump was in San Diego. He was actually in Fresno before San Diego and then jumped in the airplane and jetted out to San Diego. And again, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, CBS, the list goes on and on. Call the people protesters. They are not protesters. When you are throwing rocks at police cars, when you're throwing rocks and or bottles at pedestrians, when you're throwing bottles, rocks, and other debris at buildings, you are not a protester. You are a hooligan. You are creating mischief. You are what we like to refer to these people on this show as chupacabras. Okay? You're a chupacabra. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're a chupacabra. And again, listening to all these programs refer to them as protesters and say they have grievances that are justified. It's amazing that we live in a time where people can actually justify other people breaking the law. I don't think I've ever seen it before. Seriously, I don't think I've ever seen it before. I don't think I've ever seen networks, TV networks and political talking heads actually justify individuals breaking the law. I've never seen it. Never seen it before. I'm 42. I'll be 43 in about 2 months, unfortunately. I've been involved in the whole political world, I guess you could say, for 20 years, like really active in it, and I've never seen it. I've never, ever seen it. And it's amazing. It really is amazing. It's just... I mean, really. You watch these chupacabras lighting things on fire. Okay? And listen. Here's the thing. An event is going on. Or, you know, whatever is happening that you're protesting, quote unquote. So something's going on in, I don't know, building A or, you know, Sandlot B, wherever the hell the thing takes place. And you are set up as a group of protesters. In a designated area, you know, like I've said before, the left isn't this, the left isn't this jovial or understanding of the God hates fags crowd. Did you ever notice that? Yeah, you ever notice that? Well, when an event goes down in the whole Baptist church group, I can't remember the guy's name, but he has the whole crew of people that scream and chant, God hates fags, God wishes death on fags and AIDS, and you know that crew. The left is appalled. Seriously, they are appalled. They, let's do it this way. Very rarely do you see it because they won't show it on television. They won't give them a platform. They don't cut into scheduled programming to show 100 or 150 people screaming, God hates fags. And if they do, oh, the panel is just outraged that in the year 2014, 2015, 2000, whatever year it is, that individuals would act like that and so forth and so on. And, you know, this is appalling. But yet, protesters, as they're called, throwing rocks and bottles at people, whether it's police officers, cameramen, and it happening after the event, like well after the event. That's the thing. That's the thing that the left doesn't say. They don't reference. You have an event, like I said, in a venue, a sandlot, wherever. You have a group of people in a designated area holding their signs saying, boo, 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 bad, bad, bad. After the event's over, everybody disperses. Completely reasonable. Fine. Okay. But that's not what's happening with these organized disruptors, these organized paid chupacabras. The San Diego event, Trump does a rally. There's 10,000 people there. You have people outside protesting. The event's over. Everybody leaves. And all these quote-unquote protesters stay to try to fight with Trump supporters. They throw bottles at Trump supporters. It's amazing. That's not being a protester. Now you're what? Well, seriously, now you're what? What are you doing? If the event's over, there's nothing left to protest. And when you're wearing bandanas that cover your face, you're wearing bandanas to co- you know why they're doing that? And again, no one on the left on all these shows, rather it's Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, none of them mention the fact that they wear bandanas on their face so that they don't show up on camera when they're doing something that's criminal. That's the gimmick. That's the gimmick. Whenever there's looting, whenever there's rioting, when a CVS is being looted or an electronics store is being looted and you see people running out with radios over their heads, they're always caught on camera. And then in turn, that picture gets circulated in the community and those people get busted. It happens all the time. So the new gimmick is to cover your face. And you see that more and more and more with protests. You see that more and more and more with these paid agitators. Gee, why do you think that is? If you're doing a peaceful protest, if you're doing a peaceful march, if you're doing the we shall overcome and let's join hands and walk across the bridge of Selma. Let's go and eat at a restaurant that's whites only and we'll get arrested. And what, you don't hide your face. But if you're looking to throw bottles at cops, if you're looking to throw eggs at buildings, if you're looking to get in fights with people, you hide your face. How the left can condone this? And they do. They do. They do. Listen, this is how they frame it. So you'll have a panel on Anderson Cooper, you'll have a panel on Don Lemon. Okay? They all get together, they all debate the rally, what's going on, people throwing bottles. And they go, you know, we can't condone violence. So you'll have somebody who's against them. So they'll have one Republican on the panel, one Trump supporter. Just one. That's how these things go. And they go, well, you know, we can't condone this type of behavior. You can't condone people throwing bottles at police officers and screaming at people there that want to go see Trump. They're practicing their free speech. And so then you have the left. You have the Anderson Cooper side. And they go, well, we don't condone it, but you got to understand what Trump is saying. These people are upset. He's talking about building a wall. He's talking about deportation. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, wait a minute. This isn't the 60s. This isn't the 50s. This isn't the 1800s. This isn't somebody saying, hey, we should bring back something that is outlawed or against the law. This isn't somebody going, if I become president, I'm going to take away the voting rights for all black people. They will never, ever again be able to vote. If I become president, I will make sure black people do not count as full citizens. They will be one-fifth a person. Whatever the number was. What was it, two-thirds a person? When there was still slavery? This is, we're talking about somebody goes, we will enforce the law. We will make sure laws that are on the books will be enforced. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Now, listen, if you want to eliminate all this, then let's have an open border country. There. Then it's over. Then it's over. Then it's over. Let's have an open border country. Because we're talking about individuals lighting things on fire, punching people, creating traffic jams that aren't just, oh, there's a fender bender. We're all, you know, sitting here on the freeway for an hour. We're talking about sitting on a freeway for an hour, having roads closed down so people can throw objects at each other, so people can light things on fire. That's what we're talking about. And all of this is over enforcing a law. And the left says, hey, they have a right to be upset. They have a right to be upset. They have a right. Yeah, they have a right to be upset. Building walls, deport. But these are laws. You're saying that people can riot. People can break public prop. People can create anarchy because they don't like a law? Really? Really? And that's all right. So you can have people just rioting in the street because they don't like the law of not being able to drink and drive. I mean, seriously, that just think people can riot in the street because they can't kill people. People can riot in the street because you can't rob people. Yeah, we're organizing today. What are you guys organizing? What do you guys do? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to shut down downtown L.A. Really? What are you guys? Why? Well, we're protesting. What are you protesting? Well, we like to rob people. We like to break into people's houses and steal their stuff. Oh. Sounds perfectly reasonable to me. I mean, that's what we're talking about. And the left actually is fine with individuals breaking more laws because they're upset that someone is saying they're going to enforce the laws. Fascinating. It's a fascinating time in our country. It really is. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Fascinating. We have a political party. We have citizens. We have these I guess they're called pundits, experts, as Wolf Blitzer says. They are experts. And we have this group. And this group is a big group. You're talking about millions and millions and millions of people. Remember, I told you last week, we have two Americas. We have one America that the media, whether it's television or it's print or it's the internet, that media creates an America. Okay? That media creates an America that they want. And in turn, their angle, their modus operandi, their plan is to influence real America. And that's what it influences them. It shames them. It bullies them into believing they are alone. That their views on immigration and things of that nature is a very small minority. So in turn, when they're watching TV or they're reading the newspapers or they're trolling online, and this one America controlled by liberals is painting this picture, these people go, oh, I guess that's how everybody is, and I'm the weirdo. I'm the cuckoo bird. So let me just sit here and be quiet because I don't want somebody to hear me think outside of this box that this group has painted, because then I'll be fired from my job. I'll be shunned at my local diner. God knows what else will happen. And that's where we are. So this group paints this picture that these people in San Diego, these chupacabras, are justified because they don't like somebody saying, hey, if I become president, I'm going to enforce the laws that are on the books. And if you're here illegally and you are caught, real simple. If you are here illegally and you are caught, you're not going to be like a trout or a bullhead or a catfish where we catch and release. No. No, it's not going to be like that. We're going to catch and then we're going to put you in a tank and then we're going to drive that tank to wherever you come from, and we're gonna dump you in Guatemala or Mexico or wherever the hell you came from. But we're not going to catch, release, and you're back on the street doing whatever you do. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We have laws in this country. You're going to follow the laws. We are going to track the visas that come into this country. Oh, this visa is set to expire in a week. Where's this person at? Where is this person supposed to be? Oh, all these businesses that don't use E-Verify. Oh, all the... When you hear people like this Gary Johnson, this libertarian goofball, okay, you guys part of a party, part of a convention where people get naked on stage. What the hell? I don't even know what the hell I'm watching. But when you hear this goofball say, this is like it's like Nazi Germany and they're rounding up Jews. Really? People should be so offended. Really, people. Listen, when you are sitting there, and not just Jews should be offended, non-Jews should be offended. People who've had family members, grandfathers that fought in World War II. People that fought and died in wars. Stop, Nazi Germany. And the slaughter of millions and millions and millions and millions of Jews. I mean, the worst atrocity in history. Jews and non-Jews that fought that war to save Jews. And the rest of the world, for that matter, should be beyond offended when these people just willy-nilly throw these, oh, that's like Nazi Germany. That's like rounding up Jews. That really? You're talking about a police officer who sees a car swerving down the street, wherever you lived, whatever street. They pull the car over, roll down the window, and it's somebody of Latin descent. Alcohol is just streaming. As soon as the window rolls down, he's like, and the officer's like, whoa, have you been drinking? Oh, no, see, no, no, maybe the piquito. Could you please step out of the car? So they arrest the guy because he's obviously just beyond drunk. They take him to jail. Once they take him to jail, they go, wow, you're an illegal. You're not supposed to be here. And you're being charged with drunk driving, which is a felony. Okay, here's what we got to do. We're arresting you. We are then switching you over to ICE so that they can then process you and deport you. This is all in accordance with the law. The fact, A, that this illegal broke the law by driving drunk, which is pretty dangerous. I mean, listen, you don't have to scroll too hard when you're on the internet or anything like that to find drunk driving videos like death, destruction, people's families lost. I mean, you don't have to look too hard for that. So drunk driving is a concern. So this illegal is driven drunk, issue number one. And then issue number two, he's here illegally. How people are okay with individuals equating this process to Nazi Germany and rounding up Jews and peeling their skin off and making lampshades is pretty messed up. It's pretty messed up. Okay, it's pretty messed up. There is no deportation force It's basically, if you're caught, you're gonna get deported. I mean, seriously, it's that simple. There's not gonna be people knocking on your door. It's not people raiding apartment buildings. It's visas that are expired. Real simple. Where are they supposed to be? What's the process that these people, what's going on? Real simple. Real simple to track those people. And secondly, people that commit crime, regardless of what the crime is, could be loitering. You're trolling around 7-Eleven. And the 7-Eleven manager is like, hey, man, you can't just loiter out here. Oh, see? Well, dude, I've been telling you for the last 2 hours, you got to go. You got to leave. Oh, I'm going to call the cops. Oh, see? And the guy don't go. And an hour later, a cop rolls up. Cop says, yo, man, what's up? They told you to go. You're loitering. I'm going to have to. Oh, me? Oh, okay. You know what? Let's see a license. Okay, you don't have a license. Oh, see? Guy starts getting agitated. So they arrest him. They go, you know what? Arrest you. Loitering. Now we're going to check on who you are. We're going to arrest you. We're going to give you a ticket, but we're going to find out who you are. Oh, you're here illegally. All right, now we're going to bring you to the station and call up ICE. I mean, it's really that simple. And somehow the left equates that with rounding up Jews, skinning them alive, and making lampshades, making sofa covers. That seems to be the exact same thing. Seriously, if I was Jewish, I would be beyond offended, like beyond offended. If I had a family member that fought in the world wars, I would be beyond offended. Beyond offended. And somehow, the left feels it's justified to equate these two things. And they feel justified to say all these people, these chupacabras in San Diego or Fresno or New Mexico, are completely justified for throwing rocks at cops and throwing rocks at spectators, screaming at people, because they're protesting an individual who is saying things that is offensive to them. It's offensive to them. Calling them criminals and calling them drug dealers and calling them rapists. And I'm sitting there going, well, listen, if you're wearing a mask and you're throwing rocks at a cop, aren't you a criminal? Well, aren't you proving what Donald Trump is saying to be correct? If Donald Trump says, hey, we got to do something about the illegal immigrants that are here, We have to enforce our laws. We're going to have to build a wall. Some are rapists. Some are criminals. Some are drug dealers. And then we see a video of, I don't know if they're an illegal, but they seem to be of Latin descent, wearing a bandana. Some not wearing a bandana, but they're throwing rocks, they're throwing bottles, they're lighting things on fire. Doesn't that deem them a criminal? If you play the tape of Donald Trump saying, we've got problems, Mexico doesn't send their best, and then you go to a video of people throwing rocks at cops. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What would you call that? What would you say to that? Life imitating the words of a possible president? I mean, seriously. Seriously. And the left, they just, well, you know, the words. The words. Listen, make us an open border country then. Okay? Make us an open border country. You either make us an open border country, or you enforce the laws that are on the books. Real simple. Real simple. Like I said, drunk driving and drunk driving roadblocks, that is no different. That is no different than a apprehending of illegals situation. Meaning this, if they really, really wanted to, they could set up drunk driving roadblocks in front of the most popular nightclubs, the most popular bars, the most popular streets, the most popular roads. But they don't do that. They don't do that. They enforce the law when they feel they have to, because things are getting out of control. When things are getting out, listen, remember, there was a time when drunk driving was just like, it's no problem. People drunk drive all the time. People drunk drove all the time. But after campaigns through the media of drunk driving kills and mothers against drunk driving and setting up roadblocks and stiffer drunk driving penalties. Sure. Does it still happen? Yes. But does it happen as much as it once did? No. They don't have a Gestapo drunk driving force. They just enforce the laws that are on the books. Create new laws. Create stiffer penalties. Drinking and driving used to be a slap on the wrist. Now drinking and driving, forget about it. Forget about it. I got friends that got busted for drinking and driving. Talk about losing your license, talking about fines. I mean, it's brutal. Brutal. You enforce the laws that are on the books. That's it. Plain and simple. And I don't hear people screaming and yelling that we enforce the laws of driving, drinking and driving, and things of that nature. And definitely no one would tolerate riots and, oh God, destruction of property over the enforcement of drinking and driving laws or breaking and entering and things of that nature. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. There's two Americas. There's the real America, the America that I live in and that you live in. And then there's this other America that liberals and their friends in the media create. We are now at a time where it's all clashing. Technology has opened the doors for our America to go, wait a minute, something is amiss. There's more people that feel the way I do. I'm not alone.